Welcome once again to Everyday English and our weekly quiz. This is Friday, and I hope you're prepared for a short test as usual. Now, here is our first question. Question one, what do these sentences mean? A, but who wouldn't be put out by such behavior? B, I hope you'll be able to defend yourself. It is widely believed that you put out these rumors about her. C. Some of us could only put down his poor performance to extreme tiredness. I repeat the question. Question 1. What did these sentences mean? A. But who wouldn't be put out by such behavior? B. I hope you'll be able to defend yourself. It is widely believed that you put about these rumors about her. C. Some of us could only put down his poor performance to extreme tiredness.
Question 2. I am going to say a few sentences to express an opinion on an event that occurred. At the end of each sentence, I would like you to imply that your own position or someone else's position is the same or different by using the expression so or neither. For example, if I say, I am in a hurry, you will say, so am I, or so is he, and so on. Now listen. A. He doesn't seem to care. B. Your car needs servicing. C. None of you speaks good Japanese. D. You are guilty of careless talk. And E. He shall be punished. I repeat the question. Now listen. A. He doesn't seem to care. B. Your car needs servicing. C. None of you speaks good Japanese. D. You are guilty of careless talk. And E. He shall be punished.
Question 3.
Using an idiomatic expression with put, put each of the following sentences in your words. A. You will not find it easy to provide a satisfactory answer to the question. B. The meeting was postponed because there was no quorum. C. I would advise you to explain your position and plans as honestly and unambiguously as possible. D. You should introduce the subject when we meet the manager, and you should be as pleasant as you can. And E. Who is this that has been spreading these false stories about us? The question again. Using an idiomatic expression with put, put each of the following sentences in your own words. A. You will not find it easy to provide a satisfactory answer to the question. B. The meeting was postponed because there was no quorum. C. I would advise you to explain your position and plans as honestly and unambiguously as possible. D. You should introduce the subject when we meet the manager, and you should be as pleasant as you can. And E. Who is this that has been spreading these false stories about us?
Question 4.
And now, finally, fill in the gap of each of the sentences I am going to read to you with the appropriate idiom with put. I shall indicate a gap with a tap like this. A. It is hot in here. The fan, please. B. They asked me to stay for dinner, but I said it was not necessary for them to. I am afraid I was by your insolent remarks. And now the question again. And now, finally, fill in the gap of each of the sentences I am going to read to you with the appropriate idiom with put. I shall indicate a gap with a tap like this. A. It is hot in here. The fan, please. B. They asked me to stay for dinner, but I said it was not necessary for them to. And C. I am afraid I was by your insolent remarks.
And now we're going to propose answers to the questions, each of which you're going to have the opportunity to listen to again. Question 1. What do these sentences mean? A. Who wouldn't be put out by such behavior?
The sentence means, who wouldn't be angry at or disturbed by or offended by such behavior?
B. I hope you'll be able to defend yourself. It is widely believed that you put about such rumors about her.
The sentence means, it is widely believed you spread these rumors about her, and I hope you will be able to defend yourself.
C. Some of us could only put down his poor performance to extreme tiredness.
The sentence means some of us could attribute his performance to extreme tiredness.
Question 2.
And now listen to this. I am going to say a few sentences to express an opinion on an event that occurred. At the end of each sentence, I would like you to imply that your own position or someone else's position is the same or different by using the expression so or neither. For example, if I say I am in a hurry, you will say so am I or so is he and so on. Now listen. A. Your car needs servicing.
So does mine. So does yours. So does the one the office acquired recently.
B. None of you speaks good Japanese.
Neither does the teacher herself.
C. You are guilty of careless talk.
So are you all.
D. He shall be punished.
So shall you.
And now question 3.
Using an idiomatic expression with put, put each of the following sentences in your own words. A. You will not find it easy to provide a satisfactory answer to the question.
You will be hard put to it to provide a satisfactory answer to the question.
B. The meeting was postponed because there was no quorum.
The meeting was put off because there was no quorum.
C. I would advise you to explain your position and plans as honestly and unambiguously as possible.
I would advise you to put all your cards on the table.
D. You should introduce the subject when we meet the manager, and you should be as pleasant as you can.
You should introduce the subject when we meet the manager, and you should put on your best face.
And E. Who is this that has been spreading these false stories about us?
Who is this that has been putting about these false stories about us?
Question 4.
And now, finally, fill in the gap of each of the sentences I am going to read to you with the appropriate idiom with put. I shall indicate a gap with a tap like this. A. It is hot in here. The fan, please.
It is hot in here. Put on the fan, please.
B. They asked me to stay for dinner, but I said it was not necessary for them to.
They asked me to stay for dinner, but I said it was not necessary for them to put themselves out.
And C. I am afraid I was. By your insolent remarks.
I am afraid I was put out by your insolent remarks.
And now, listeners, that's the end of the test. I hope you didn't find the questions too difficult. Have a good weekend, and remember to tune in next week. Till then, it's goodbye from us.